Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad to be able to come your way today. I tell you, there's so much that's going on in the news. You don't know where to start, and it's a lot to say, but we'll chop away at it as much as we can. And if you're listening today, feel free to call us. You're more than welcome. We don't want it just to be just a one-way street, because your concerns, your voice is very important. And we want to hear from you. You can give us a call at 347-850-1598. This is Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We come on every Tuesday at 6:30. And we like telling it like it is. No cutting corners. We're putting it out here the way it is. And also, too, we have with us our co-host with us, Bianca. How are you today, Bianca?
I'm doing good. It's just a little hot outside, but I'm alive, so I'm happy.
It has been hot today. I think, as a matter of fact, it was 80, and tomorrow's supposed to be 91. But, you know, we didn't really have too bad of a winter, did we? No, we didn't. Yeah, so I think spring has sprung, and now summer's coming on the way, and we got a lot to be thankful and grateful for. I want to thank all of you, I really do, who lifted me up in your spares. I'll try not to cry because, as you know, last week I laid my mother to rest, and she lived a full life, but, hey, she was a remarkable lady and was a tremendous home-going service, and I miss her dearly. And it was rough for me. I have to admit it. It was rough for me on Mother's Day. But I made it through, and in terms of celebrating Mother's Day with my palace queen, the kids just showered her with love, and they got me because they all gave me pictures of me and my mother, and just it just brought tears of joy to me. And I have a portrait of her sitting on our desk right now, just in gratitude of her. Her years of love and care, TLC. She was definitely a TLC woman, a prayer warrior. So I want to thank you for that. And keep me in your prayers, because I'm not out of the woods yet, but I'm hanging in there. Well, how was your Mother's Day for your Mother's Day, Bianca?
It was good. I spent it with my mom and my grandmother down in Danville, Virginia. And we just kind of celebrated with each other and some other family members, and we went to church on Sunday. That's one of their favorite things to do. So that's how I celebrated with them.
That's wonderful. And if your mother's still living, please tell her you love her. Let her know you love her. Let her know you care about her. Maybe she already know that, but just if you haven't said that lately, you need to do that, because I'll tell you a little secret. Every day is Mother's Day, and that's the way I tried to act. And I'm so glad that I did. Well, we want to welcome you to Straight Talk, and we got a lot to talk about today. I tell you, it just seems like President Trump will not let up. What is up with this guy? I don't know. There's so much info and intel that's coming out about him, and as they say, he's putting his own foot in his mouth. I just don't understand why he doesn't want to be presidential. Or is that just him? That's just him, Bianca.
Well, he was never into politics. He was never a politician, so it's hard to ask why he isn't something that he never was.
Well said. He's right. He's a businessman. But I guess, you know, he's president, CEO of his own enterprise, and he just has a way of doing things. And In case you're wondering what he's done now, what he does, because he does something every day. Every day he does something. But he's been doing some things, seem like behind the scenes, and he's right open with it. And President Trump, he's leaking classified information. And of all people, the Russians. Come on now. Now, I'm 63 years old, and I remember very vividly the Cold War. The Cold War was something that was no joke. I mean, even when I was in school, I can remember we had what was called, what was those drills we had? Bomb drills. We literally had to go in the halls and all like that. And it wasn't until the era of President Reagan, when he challenged Gorbachev to take those walls down, that it seemed like there was a thaw that started happening in terms of the relationships. But, you know, the controversy concerning seemingly the meddling into the election, and I believe something was going on, because I tell you, you don't get where you are in a position like you are with hotel complexes all around the world, and I just don't know what's up with that. And with the FBI director Comey investigating the interference of Russians' relations into our politics, it seems like something is getting very hot, because Trump, President Trump, he fired him. Now, why in the world would he fire Comey when he was all for him exposing, supposedly, Hillary Clinton? He was saying, crooked Hillary, Hillary needs to go to jail. Well, I tell you, what this man is doing has just got the people wondering what's up with him. And so he leaked classified information concerning from Israel to the Russians, and that is not the way you do things. A president has to have some decor about what he says. He can't just run, have loose lips, because as they say, loose lips sink ships. And so now he's trying to cover up his tracks in terms of the things he's doing. And then there's even a memo from Comey, FBI director, the former FBI director, that said Trump asked him to end the investigation against Flynn. Now, Flynn, as you know, he asked for immunity to be able to tell what he knows. So that's a smoking gun right there, because he definitely knows something. And even the attorney general, he excused himself from being involved, but yet we see so much going on. I just don't understand about all this here. And it seemed like it's just a never-ending story with this man. But I think, excuse me, as Bianca said, he wasn't presidential anyway, and he's getting away with doing what he wants to do. And I just don't know. He seems like he's trying to use his security team who tries to try to delay the truth and saying things that they shouldn't say. And so he's really, really surrounded by people who are just really just further making it even worse. And I don't know why it should be like that. Hey, another thing, too, we'll come back to that a little bit later. Bianca, what do you think about the global cyber attack? This is something that is really, really really a threat, because it went to 150 countries, 250,000 computer machines were affected, and it's called the WannaCry virus. What it does, it attacks your computer, and if you open it up, the only way you can get out of it is you have to pay a very extensive fine. Yeah, they fine you to get you. It just makes all of your emails and all your technological information just go haywire, and the only way you can get out is you got to pay a ransom. Now that is crazy. What in the world is this world coming to that people would do something like that? You know, you wonder. You know, there's so much spam that comes across the computer today. You get a lot of spam on your computer.
Well, luckily, Yahoo kind of does a good job of filtering that out. But it's not that I don't get junk emails. I do get a lot of junk emails, but I try to only open emails that I know the name of. But it's not to say that nothing could get through.
Yeah, and I've opened something like a dummy, and next thing you know, they're asking for me to give my credit card or to go to get that green dot card and put some money on there. Yeah, this is really crazy. But this here global attack is something these hackers, there's people that have nothing else better to do but to hack up and tie up people's computer. And the computer today is a necessity today. Wouldn't you say it is?
I agree. Even the phone I use daily is a computer, so it's become a part of our world.
Well, you know, I haven't graduated to that level yet. I haven't. I mean, there's people that use their phone for everything, for online banking and shopping and, you know, when I was little, I used to watch a futuristic cartoon called The Jetsons, and it's here. You can literally, I don't know, because I'm not that savvy in it, but you can talk to your friend through the other phone, and it's just so update today, how things you can do with this little bitty device here. We're almost under attack amongst ourselves and don't even know it because we're dependent on it. Have you ever lost your phone and wonder how in the world you're going to recover from all that?
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I almost lose it daily, and I feel like I'm going to go crazy.
That's so true. We do lose our phone. You know, I know every day. Now, I have to admit now, please don't laugh at me, but I haven't graduated. I still use Mr. Flip. That's right. I have a flip phone, and I love my flip phone. We get along fine. It just works convenient for me. I do have some visual problems with my eyes, and it just works fine. It's convenient for me, and it works quite fine. Not that I don't have, I guess you would call it a smartphone, and yes, it's something, but I tell you, I just don't know. But back to this cyber attack, a global cyber attack in 150 countries. Is that were the victims of this here affecting 250,000 machines? That's just amazing. It is amazing on something like that. So, you know, it seems like there's no way in the world you can have secrets, but it is. And with President Trump in the White House, you don't have to worry about secrets because he tells everything he knows. And I just, you know, but here's the thing that is amazing. He still has a base of support. What's up with that? A base of support. People are still supporting him.
Some people blindly support what they don't know fully. They take the good things and they highlight those, or the things that they like about a person, and they highlight that and expand on that. So that gives them the one solid reason to like someone. For example, I could like Beyonce because she made one good album about women, but the rest of her albums were about single ladies. This one was about being married. That's but right. Now because she made this one album about being married, now I'm in love with Beyonce because it's one great thing she did. So it's the same thing. They view him as, if you're a white supremacist, you view him as someone who overcame something where they came from a black leader or African-American leader to now them taking over. So that's all they can see him for, is being great for that. They can't see any other bad things that he does. Or they do. They just choose to ignore it.
And talking about white supremacists, now we know that there is a rise of white nationalists and white supremacists that has heightened in the country. And in the city of Charlottesville, which is up the road, 50 miles up the road from where we are in the city here of Harrisonburg, there is a big controversy concerning the removal of statues and monuments, and a lot of constituents in cities are saying, look, these symbols have to go. But, you know, I had some problems with some of these symbols because, look, the White House is a symbol, okay? And how can you get rid of all of them? You just can't. And then history is history. But I think that, for instance, in the city of Charlottesville, the mayor has taken on a very bold stand, and they have said enough is enough, and they're seeking for to remove that. But these nationalists, they came out of nowhere, and they literally stood in the night with burning torches. I mean, burning torches. Now, back in the day, I'm going to tell you exactly what that was. That was nothing but a Klansman rally, a KKK rally with the burning cross. They call it the fiery cross of the Christian symbol or whatever. Well, if that's Christian, I tell you, I don't think I want to have anything with it. But I want to commend those citizens of that city because what they did, they came out in groves, and they literally, with their candle lights, they made a bold statement that this is unacceptable. Excuse me. This is unacceptable. This is inappropriate and not in our city. And I think you're going to see more of this here. But why is it that there's such a pushback concern of, I guess you could almost say, still fighting the Civil War?
I think that some people, you don't know what people teach in their homes. Mm-hmm. So just the same way that you grew up in the era of, you know, you all fighting civil rights, there's people who grew up in an era of we're better than them, and that's just the way it's going to be for the rest of our life. So they instill those characteristics into their children or people around them. And so as we're growing up in society, people are becoming more in the closet because the world is evolving. Some people are changing their mindset. Some people are having revelations, but some people just aren't.
Right.
If you're still in the mindset of we're better than them, we've always been better than them, and we're going to continue to be better than them, it's just like, okay, when I grew up, my parents, we grew up in a predominantly white neighborhood. So my mom would always tell my brother, don't go over there and go mess with them white girls because they'll send you right to jail. That was her thing. So my brother doesn't even think white women are attractive, but that's because she instilled that fear or connotation of what
she really was looking out for him.
Yeah, she was. But it's just little stuff like that you can say, you're better than them, or we just little things you can say that can direct someone's mind.
Well, you know, the thing about it though is because I grew up in the civil rights era, I was born during grew up during the decade of the 60s, which was the decade of change. And if you look at what's happening today, it seems like there are new forms of racism, systemic, that is happening today. And I think that we have to be alert. I mean, during my time, they very vividly wore hoods. But today, there's none of that. There's none of that. And it was a known fact that President Trump had a white nationalist in his cabinet. Now, I think he has kind of modified that some, Steve Bannon, but we have to be alert today to recognize the new forms of racism, systemic as well as overt, that exist today. Because it still goes on in different forms. As a matter of fact, I think it was a couple of months ago, a young boy was lynched in Seattle. So I think that it's going to take a new generation of civil rights activists who's going to be open to recognize the symbols that do exist and be willing to speak up and speak out against it. Because how do you feel about today? Here we are in the 21st century, 2017, and these overt actions are still happening today.
I guess from my perspective, it's like, I mean, we've come from a place, but at the same time, we haven't. Just the same way I just said, things have evolved. People are just evolving, and it's becoming either more secretive or it's becoming more open. Everybody's open about everything. They're open about their gender. They're open about who they want to love or whatever the case may be. So it's, why should I hide how I feel about anything?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's so true. And with the internet, and social media today, people don't, well, some people do hide behind their Facebook page and different things. They do stirring up a lot of nonsense. And I just think that it's good to be alert. It's good to be aware. And I just want to say today that don't be a victim. Be a victor. Be one who wants to be a person of diversity and to reconcile and not to give in to systemic ways of exclusion. Don't be a person who excludes individuals. Be a person of inclusion. And I think that's what it's all about today. So we'll see what continues to go on with our president and some of the things he's doing. Will he continue to bow down and just do what he wants to do? He says he has an absolute right to do what he does. But it seems to be absolute wrong in some of the ways he's doing it. He's being presidential in his own way, but the country, the democracy is not a company. It's a country, and it should be of the people, for the people, and by the people. Well, this has been Stan Macklin and co-host Bianca Forbes today, and we trust that you will not allow all the chaos and all the current events that are going on and so troubling bother you, but keep your eye on the prize. And remember, above all, that it's not the outlook, it's the uplook that's going to make a difference. So stay strong and don't give in to nonsense, but remember, somebody's watching you. Have a good day.